There you go. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. And we'll talk about the debt ceiling. We're supposed to be worried about the...
Well, yeah. Well, the old people aren't going to get their checks.
Yeah, see, that's so like not going to be really true and happening.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Good.
Because
you talk about, you know, I don't mean to be as melodramatic as the president was, but, I mean, you talk about people who do live check to check, literally. I mean, you know, check doesn't come, rent doesn't get paid. Boom, boom, right?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. Hmm? If for some reason they didn't do that,
no.
I imagine that the folks who get their Social Security checks would say, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a Republican, if you're an independent, if you're a Democrat. You're gone. You're out of there. We're going to put somebody in who makes sure I get my Social Security check.
Yeah.
And if
that's true. I agree with that.
The problem, what they ought to be saying is, I don't care who you are, Republican, Democrat, independent. If you're the one who got us to this point,
uh-huh,
you ought to be out of there.
Huh. Right.
Well, that'd be all of them.
Yeah, really. Well,
almost.
I believe that'd be
535
well,
people.
Except for the ones who were just elected.
And many former.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the many formers. Go. I mean, yeah, why not? Hi, you've been here long enough. Thanks a lot, and have a nice life.
That's true. But the more immediate concern is the September electric bill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the grocery bill. And
yeah. But that's what I said. They're not going to stop. I mean, he can say that all they want. That's about as much political hyperbole as you could come up with right there.
Am I heartless for saying these people should have planned better for this portion of their lives?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. Well,
really?
Now I know. I understand what you are.
Because I'm being told. I mean, because I'm coming at this from a 35-year-old father of two.
Yes, you are.
You know what? I'm pointing to right above my eyebrows.
Okay.
And that's about, well, excuse me. Let me go right here, right beneath my nose.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And that's how far above water we are sometimes.
Sure. Here's the deal, though. I understand what you are saying, and what they would say is the situation is, let's take somebody who's 85 years old, okay?
Right.
Let's go back and look at what stuff cost then and what stuff costs now. And there have been some people who were, I mean, it's such a broad brush. There were some people who never would have been able to make enough or save enough during their working life to afford the things that happen today. There's another group of people who could have had they planned better. And I think if you're speaking to those people, the people had they planned better in their earlier money-making years, then they really don't have a gripe here. So I think that part of your argument is legit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some people who just, I mean, things didn't cost what they cost now.
That's fair.
A loaf of bread cost,
you know,
fair.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it was a legitimate question.
Sure.
And we're talking about people, a lot of these people who served in the war, you know, if they're still alive, a lot of widows who worked or stayed home with the kids while, you know, dad was serving in the war. So there wasn't that many opportunities back then to save. They were pretty much living check to check back then also, I believe.
What happened was a long time ago.
And yet the nation prospered and flourished.
Sure.
Oh, now, that's right. They weren't strangled by taxes.
Yeah. The idea, the concept of Social Security was, I think, a pretty strong concept. I think it was fine. The problem was then the politicians started robbing it. Well, let's use it for this. Wait, let's use it for this, too. Look, here's a pile of money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take this and use it for that. If it were like anything else, if they had, in fact, effectively taken that money, put it someplace where it could gain interest and then be drawn out over time, then we wouldn't be near the situation. Of course, then your demographers will tell you, plus we had the baby boom spike, which caused us to have a growth beyond what we thought we were going to have, and they live longer now on the other end of that. So there's some statistical things that none of us factored in. You know, if you go back and think about it, they showed on 60 Minutes, I think, some film that they'd found in San Francisco right before the earthquake. At that time, that's at the turn of the century, turn of the 20th century. The life expectancy for men was 47 years old. Well, that's not the case now. You know, there's almost a good 30 years added to that. So, you know, that screwed up the Social Security equation as well. But the bottom line is for the president to be saying this is it's treacherous. And, you know, it's to to get folks all ginned up. And, again, we know those AARPers do vote, so he's speaking right to them. In the meantime, how about Ron Paul?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they pretty much redrew his district and told him one or the other, huh?
Well, once again, you know, where did that phone call come from that said, this district here does not need to look like it does right now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and especially if you consider, because this is where Fort Bend County, Brazoria County. I mean, that area has just exploded. There is no doubt about that. And, again, he's, what, 75? Is that right?
Yeah, he's an older guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's probably time for him to sit down.
Yeah.
And again, had some pretty common sense things. I think he got a little whacked out when it came to the war. But he always was a less government guy. Always was. And I think that certainly resonates with a whole lot of people. And, I don't know. Just everything else is just ramped up. You know, one of the things I happened to read yesterday, they had the memorial service for Betty Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, she pretty well orchestrated the entire ceremony.
Right. She said that Rosalind Carter was going to be one of the speakers. And,
well, the one that I found interesting was Cokie Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Cokie Roberts spoke is because her daddy was Hale Boggs. And Hale Boggs and Gerald Ford moved up in the House leadership together. And those two were so diametrically opposed from a political standpoint. They were very partisan. Not much at all that those two agreed on. Boggs is from Louisiana and, of course, Ford from Michigan. Yet they could be civil to one another. They could talk to one another. They could be friends. And we've discussed this before. There was a time in Washington where guys would battle on the floor of the House, and then they'd go watch their sons play Little League together, and they'd sit in the stands together and do those kind of things. And they lived down the street from one another. And now they go home to their district every weekend and absolutely vilify the other side. And, you know, we don't treat people who we disagree with the way that those politicians do. We know it's all theater. They do it for us, for the media, and it's kind of sickening from that standpoint. So I think that's the reason that it was one of those Rodney King, why can't we all get along moments to have her speak at the memorial service last night. And, gosh, somehow I think that might help us if we were able to get back.
Well, we're not getting any closer to that. We're getting farther away.
Yeah, we are. That's kind of pie-in-the-sky type stuff, but that was the reason that she spoke there. All right, 647.